Joining us live on the line right now is actor Jonah Hill. He's in the movie Moneyball, which will be out in theaters nationally on September 23rd. Jonah, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I just want to say congratulations to you, because you think about all the parts that you did as sort of the peripheral to the main character. Now you are a big Hollywood star. And what's that like now that your name is up there on the marquee?
Well, I mean, it's kind of been that way for a few years. Starting with Superbad and getting to the Greek, and now this movie Moneyball and Cyrus. I don't know. I've been really lucky to get to be a part of some movies I'm really proud of, and get to be a part of some movies now with Moneyball and Cyrus that are different kinds of movies. It's fun. I don't know. I just feel like I'm in a dream or something.
Well, we know you play the Paul DePodesta assistant GM character, and when the movie was being made, DePodesta, there were some differences about the character or about exactly how he was going to be portrayed, and so now it's sort of the mythical character of Peter Brand. There's no hard feelings between Paul, you would think, of course, now with the Mets, but what was the deal that had him pull his name? Do you know?
Yeah, it's not like that. It's so funny. The sports media is so hysterical. Like, they made up this whole big thing. Like, Paul didn't want Jonah to play him, and Paul's outraged. Like, Depo and I are friends. Like, you guys are so silly about it. Like, he's a great guy. We spent time together. We talked all the time. I think Depo just didn't like the way he was portrayed in the book. And, it's got to be tough when someone writes about you. You don't have any control over it. And if the guy's unhappy with it, it's like, hey, let's just change the name. It was as simple as that. We could have used his name. We legally could have used his name,
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the guy. And to me, it's like, if you don't like the way you're portrayed in the book, then you're not going to like the way you're portrayed in the movie. So let's just change the name.
Jonah Hill has joined us. He's going to be in Moneyball on September 23rd. And I know you grew up in L.A., and I know you spent time in New York. Just wonder who your team is, and at this point, if you have a soft spot in your heart for the A's.
Of course I do, yeah. I mean, making this movie, it's so special because, you get to feel like you're a part of baseball, and you get to feel like, I feel like if I ever go back to Oakland or go see an A's game like 10 years from now, I will have been in this movie Moneyball, which is probably going to be very symbolic to A's fans.
Not only that, you probably got a lot of A's clothing that you can sport to this day, right?
Yeah, exactly. I got like two hats.
Well, now, Jonah, when you were in town, I know every movie is different, but were you guys just trailer to the shoot and then fly back to L.A. when it was all done, or did you get to spend some time here and like do the wine country and hang out and see the Bay Area? What was the working schedule like?
I actually got some time off, like on the weekends and stuff, and I stayed here instead of going back to L.A. because I never spent time in the Bay Area, and it's so beautiful. And honestly, like, no joke, I have to say the Midwest and the Bay Area, to me, the people are so kind. I find something about these two areas of America where the people are so mellow and down to earth and just kind that it's really, just a really nice feeling to be around such nice people.
Yeah, now when you were in New York, were they not so kind?
Just in life?
I guess, yeah.
No, I'm from L.A. My family's from New York. It's just a different kind of person,
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Jonah Hill has joined us, and I know you're doing a lot of the media tours locally, and you're going to be throwing out the first pitch. What is it, on Sunday?
Yeah, I'm going to throw out the first pitch at the A's game Sunday night, and then going to watch the game, and then the premiere is Monday night.
Excellent. Now, I remember you first came into my mind with in the 40-Year-Old Virgin when you tried to buy those shoes in that eBay store. And sometimes someone just has it. And when that scene was so brief, but, everybody who watched that movie said, we want to see more of that guy. When did you find out that you had it?
Well, that's very kind of you. I don't know. I still don't know. I'm still trying to figure out if I have it. I don't know. I just really love movies and really feel lucky to get to be a part of them. So I just try and get better with each one. With movies like Moneyball, I try and do different kinds of movies that and not just do the same thing over and over again. And I don't know. I really just try and get better every time.
Now, Superbad, of course, that's when your breakout movie, and
Right.
And it must have been a lot of fun playing a guy that bombastic and obnoxious. Were you afraid maybe you were, could you talk about these other roles, that you'd be pigeonholed as the obnoxious guy?
Well, I think I was playing this character, and then the movie ended up being such a success that I think a lot of people do think that I'm just that person from Superbad, you know. And unfortunately, or actually I should say fortunately, I'm just not, you know. And when I made Superbad, I was 21 years old, you know, I was a young kid, and I'm almost 30 now, and, you know, I'm almost 28, and, you know, I have matured and grown up in front of everybody's eyes. So it's been a unique experience, and I think with this movie, Moneyball, it's a really cool adult role and really a wonderful reintroduction to people, you know?
Yeah, and you were mentioning about your name on the marquee, and when you think about comic gold, you hear Will Ferrell or Mike Myers or Seth Rogen's in a movie, you think, oh, it's going to be good, and you're in that class now. And even like Night at the Museum, the Smithsonian one, just a little cameo with Ben Stiller, that was probably, not to kiss your behind, that's probably the funniest part of the whole movie.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was great. And, you know, I got to work with Ben Stiller, who's a, you know, hero of mine, and it was really a fantastic experience.
Now, a couple of guys I know out of Marin, Logan and Noah Miller, they had a movie called Touching Home that they made, and they sort of they wrote a book about it, too, and they got Ed Harris to be in it by sort of, you know, almost kidnapping him from a film festival here in San Francisco. And I know you've written some plays. When you see guys go the distance to get projects done like that, when it can be such a political game in Hollywood, what do you think about something like that?
Well, I think you just really got to believe in it. You know, Brad Pitt, who stars in this movie, Moneyball, he stuck with it through three. It fell apart a few different times. You know, we had different directors, and he really stuck with it over the years because he really believed in this story and making Billy Bean's story come to life. So I think persistence, and I'm sure when you're Brad Pitt, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, for sure. A couple more questions for Jonah Hill. And sports movies, when the guys don't look like athletes, it kind of stinks. And I had Art Ortiz, who plays Eric Chavez, on the show, and they were very careful to make sure that these guys looked like real ball players. And when the final project, I haven't seen it just yet, but do they look legit, Jonah?
Yeah, I mean, most of these guys are real ball players, and if not, we train them, and they really come out authentically.
And finally, your favorite part of the movie and your favorite part of the Bay Area, Jonah?
My favorite part of the movie is Game 20. When they show what happens in Game 20 of the streak.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite part of the Bay Area, I have to say, is Berkeley so far.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I was at Game 20. I'm a lifelong A's fan. I was in the West Side Club, and when it was 11-0, we left to go to a different bar. So.
Wow, that's crazy.
I've never forgiven myself. I just figured, well, there's the 20th victory. It's 11-0. It's the Royals. I'm looking very forward to seeing this movie. Thank you so much for dropping by, Jonah, and congratulations on your success, and hopefully maybe we'll get to talk to you again sometime.
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you.